From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gregory Pabst reading The River by Douglas Hurt. Now let's begin with The River, Chapter 1. A cool morning crispness was in the air, and the moist earth smelled strong of last year's aspen leaves and rotted wood. Jack McLaren propped his elbows in old leaves and slid his rifle atop a long dead pine tree. Four Ute warriors had moved down from a bright ridge into the shadowed valley, and now in the sun-dappled glade 100 yards below him, they drew to a halt and dismounted. Silvery light flashed off the water, rippling over rocks where they bent to drink. Jack's mouth tightened as the red haze of hate momentarily clouded his eyes. Squinting down the long barrel, he let a warrior fill his sight. His breath came hot upon his thumb where it wrapped the scuffed rifle stock. He drew back the hammer, calmed his breathing, curled his finger to the trigger.
"What are you doing, Jack?"
The voice from behind him startled him. He blew out his breath and looked over his shoulder. At least Charlie had the good sense to whisper. Charlie Longbow's forehead furrowed as he crawled up beside him, rustling the old leaves.
"I'm looking for you."
Then he saw him.
"Are you crazy?" "Ah, there are only four of them. 400. They ain't done you no hurt."
Charlie's view leaped warily up the valley. Jack scowled into the face of his partner, wide gray eyes, smooth cheeks with just the hint of dark brown chin whiskers, the face not very much older than his own.
"You know what they done. Tarnation, Jack, you can't go killing every red savage you meet because of what a few of them done to you way back then."
"I can, and I will." He shoved the rifle back to his shoulder.
"I won't be a party to none of this, Jack."
Charlie's whisper took on a strident note.
"You'll get us both killed. Darn nation. We got a fortune of beaver and bear oil. I didn't spend all winter in these here..."